Hey, Maya. Amen. The Lord sure is good to us, isn't he? I'm thankful we're almost at the end of another year, Brother Keith. And the Lord's been good to us. No doubt we've seen many prayers answered in this year. No doubt we still have many we want to see answered. I just want to bring you some good news this morning. God's good.
Amen.
He's faithful. Amen. If you turn your Bibles to Psalm 150, Amen. I do have a personal prayer request I'd like to ask the church to help me pray about. And without getting negative or saying a whole lot, I look around at our world in this day and time, and I see a lot of things not going right. See, a lot of people don't understand truth. A lot of people don't understand how God works. And I've come to the conclusion, Brother Keith, I believe God's showed me that a lot of times the problem with situations like that is people don't really know who God is. That's why they're confused. You don't know who God is, then you're going to get messed up on all the rest of it. If you know who God is, if you understand how God thinks and how God works, then a lot of these other things will become clear to you.
Yep.
You believe that's right? I don't make New Year's resolutions. I don't do that. If you do that, that's fine. I'm not criticizing that. I'm just saying I don't do it. But I do have prayer requests. This year, I'm determined in my heart this year, Brother Keith, this coming year, if the Lord gives us another year in 2016, I want to spend my time in the coming year, learning more about Him. I want to learn more about Him. I want God to reveal more truth about Him to my heart that I might be able to be a help to others. Amen. And that's my prayer. And I thank God for what He's done for us. Brother Keith, if you'd pray for us before I try to preach, I'd appreciate it.
Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for this time, this day that you've given us. Meet in the house of God. Thank you for every soul that's here, Lord. You know them that's here. You surely do know our need. You know Brother Daddy's need. I pray that you'd help him.
Yes.
I pray you'd bring remembrance, God, the Word of God that's been studied. Speak expressly to his heart that he might, God, to the audience, the congregation this day, I pray. Accomplish your will, God. May the Word of God, go forth in power and accomplish that with it to you, send it. We'll thank you, God, for what you do and give glory to your good name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 150. And the Bible said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm a little behind schedule on my praising.
Amen.
Amen. We need to do more of it.
Yes.
Amen. Said to praise him in his sanctuary. We're in his sanctuary right now, this morning.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I want to look at that verse 2, and that's where I want to focus this morning. The Bible said, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Yes.
Amen. Everything God does is a mighty act. Is that right?
Yes.
Everything God does is greatness because he's perfect. Amen.
Yes.
I'll preach a little while this morning if God will help me on this thought. Amen. Oh, what a great God.
Yes.
Amen. Boy, what a great God we serve. Boy, I don't know about you, but God's good to me. Amen. Ain't he, you, Brother Aaron? He's good to me. Amen. I mean all the time. Somebody said something the other day in my presence. They said, God's good. And I said, all the time.
Yes,
every day, all day long. Amen. There's never a time God ain't good. Amen. And everything God does is great. But and this certainly is not the extent of a list you could make. But I just want to point out four things to you this morning and I'll be done. The greatness of God. Oh, what a great God, number one, in creation.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible, well, first let me say this. Mr. Webster said in his dictionary on creation said to produce, to bring into being from nothing, to cause to exist.
Yeah.
Is that right? Bible tells us in the very first verse, he said, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Created. Amen. That's different from make. He created, Brother Keith, from nothing.
Yep.
From nothing. I can't do that. I can't create a thing from nothing.
Right.
Oh, I could have the skill and the knowledge and understand how to make something. Take stuff that's already available, something's
yep.
already there. But I can't just speak something into existence.
Right.
Amen. I ain't going to dwell on this, but I mean, there's a crowd out there. In this damn time, they'll tell you that if you saved, that you got the same ability God's got to speak things into existence. That is an absolute heresy and a lie. Amen. There ain't but one that can create, and that's God. Amen. He makes something out of nothing. Brother Keith, I was thinking this morning while I was looking over this again. Thank God he creates. That means he makes something out of nothing. That's what he done for me. Amen. He looked down upon me one day when I was in my sinful condition and he made something out of nothing.
Yep.
You say, well, that's kicking yourself. Okay, fine. It's truth.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes.
Made something out of nothing. God, it's what God does.
Yes.
Everything he does, everywhere he goes, everywhere he shows up. Amen. He's making something of value out of nothing. Amen. Took the dust of the ground. Amen. And made us. Formed Adam. Amen. And then breathed the breath of life into his nostrils and he become a living soul. God done that out of nothing. Amen. We can't do that. Amen. Ain't another human being on this earth can do that. Oh, what a great God. I love the first two chapters of Genesis. There is so much biblical truth and spiritual truth in those two chapters in type and in symbolism. I'm thinking about over there where it talks about he gave those herbs, the yielding seed. And then he talks about in the fruit trees bearing fruit with the seed within them. You know what? That herb, that was for them to eat. Amen. We're talking about yielded seed. That means putting it out. Amen. That's a picture of the spreading of the gospel. Amen. That's what it is. That's right. You go out and you plant the seed. Amen. That's the very beginning of a person coming to Christ.
Yep.
Amen. There's got to be the preaching of the gospel. Amen. And then what's the result of it? The fruit says it has the seed within herself. Amen. You see where I'm going? There's pictures of the work of God, the truth. Great truths of God all through Genesis. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you what, he is great. What a great God in creation. Amen. It amazes me when I look around, even with the curse that we know is upon this earth and upon mankind because of the sin, because of the fall, it still amazes me, even though it's cursed, how everything in this world that God made just works in harmony. Amen. And how it all comes together. The human body is a good example, Brother Keith. Even the smartest of doctors and scientists we have can't even really understand exactly how it all works.
Right.
But God made it. And made it to work just the way. And everything's got a function. Everything's got a function. A hand's got a function. A eyes has got a function. The ears has got a function. Amen. God created that out of nothing. Amen. And made it just right. Boy, I thank God. What a great God in creation. What a great God in protection. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm glad I've got the protecting hand of God over me, Brother Keith. I'm glad he shields us. Amen. From many dangers. Amen. Over in Daniel 3, if you don't have to turn there, you can if you want to, but over in Daniel 3, I love this portion of scripture. Starting in verse 22, it says, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, and the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. But I'm going to tell you what, in that very moment where you're facing the hottest, most bitter, most hate-filled persecution, Brother Keith, God's there in the midst of it. Amen. He'll always bring us through. He's always got his protective hand over us. Jesus promised us persecution. We know if we stand for him, if we stand for what's right, if we stand for this old book, if we stand for God, especially in our day and time, we're going to face persecution. Amen. We sit right here in our own country. Amen. This very land. Amen. Where our founding fathers came over here looking for religious freedom, freedom to worship, freedom to believe. Amen, according to their own conscience. And now they're trying to take it away from us in this day and time. Slowly but surely. They're doing their best. It amazes me, this whole account in Daniel 3, we know the story how the king set up the idol out there and he called for the music to be played and everybody was commanded to bow down. It amazes me how similar that sounds to that Muslim call to prayer nowadays. Amen. That's what they're doing. So when the music plays, you better bow down. Yes. Amen. I saw stories this week in the news, in our own schools. Amen. Where they suspended one coach and teacher because he wanted to pray after a game at midfield on the football field with students that was voluntary, whoever wanted to pray. And they suspended him for that. Amen. But yet in these same schools, though now, they're taking kids and they're teaching them, they say, about different cultures. Amen. And they have them in there writing, Allah is great in Arabic. Have you heard about that? One coach at a school, they said during the game, he stood over there, he's a Buddhist, said he'll stand over there and chant. It's all right for him to do that, but a coach can't pray.
Right.
Yep. Amen. We're in the midst of it. But I thank God. Oh, what a great God we have in protection.
Yes.
Amen. I say stand.
Yes.
Stand against that mess. Amen. Stand against it. Pray God would crush it. And he will one day.
Amen.
One day Jesus is coming back. Amen. And he's going to do away with all that foolishness. He's going to make all things right. Thank God what a great God we have. I've got confidence in my heart. I thought about this last night, Brother Hyatt. I've got God's protective hand over me, and no matter what happens, if I stand, it's going to be fine.
Amen.
Somebody might say, well, Brother Danny might tell you, it's going to be fine. I'll be with him.
Yes.
Amen. I'll be better off than I've ever been. Amen.
Yes.
Is that right? That ain't arrogant talk. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm nobody. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to just go ahead and say this. I'm sick and tired of seeing people says they're saved, Brother Keith, and they won't stand up for God. They won't defend God. Amen. I'm tired of it. And they knew what they want to do. That's between them and God. They'll stand before God one day and answer for the works they've done in this body, whether they be good or whether they be bad, just like I will. Amen. But by the grace of God, I'm on God's side. I'm going to stand for God. I'm going to stand for the truth, Brother Dennis. If it makes the whole world mad. Amen. I'm way more worried about what God thinks about me than any man. And I love every one of you this morning. I love you with all my heart. You're the family of God. You're my brothers and sisters. I love you with all my heart. But if you turned on me for standing for God today, I'd keep right on standing by the grace of God. I mean, the whole world turned on me. Amen. What a great God in protection. What a great God in salvation. Amen. I'm reminded in John 3 when the Lord was talking. And he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Amen. I said must. He didn't say, it's up to you, it's an option. He said, you must be born again. Must. That's an absolute necessity. That means you'll never see or enter into the kingdom of heaven unless you're born again. I mean born again. I mean your sins be washed away with the precious blood of Christ. Amen? I got to thinking about that, and I thought, well, if that's a requirement, I think we ought to take time to make sure we know what it means to be born again. If it's required, if something was required of you, Brother Keith, on your job, well, they'd send you down there to train and everything else to make sure you understood what you're supposed to be doing, right? Jesus said it's a requirement. You must be born again. Yeah. Grieves my heart in this day and time, people to profess to know Christ and don't even know what it is to be born again. Oh, I was baptized. Oh, I was born a Christian. I think that's one of the silliest ones I've ever heard. I heard one fellow say, well, I'm a Christian because I was born in America and America is a Christian country, so I guess I'm a Christian. It's not by blood. Not by natural blood. It's not. Amen. What the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul under inspiration of the Holy Ghost said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things passed away, behold, all things have become new. Amen? I have a question this morning. Do you still love your sin? Do you still love the world? Because if you do, the Bible says it's impossible to love Christ. And Paul said, I believe it's in 1 Corinthians 16, if man loves not Christ, let him be accursed. Right. Holy Ghost told Paul to write down to the Corinthians, he said, if a man doesn't love Jesus, it's impossible for him to be born again. That's what it's saying. Where's your love at this morning? What a great God in salvation. Brother Keith, me and you've known each other a long time now. I know a little bit about you. You know a little bit about me. But I'm telling you, nobody knows me no better than God does. Only God knows what a low-down, good-for-nothing, sorry, sinful, hateful creature I was. Amen? And he changed all that. He changed me. I couldn't do that for myself. Is that right, Brother Aaron? There's no way I could have done that for myself. I didn't want to change. Not that God got a hold of me. What a great God in salvation. I'm going to tell you what. It ain't just pray a little prayer and do a little better and show up for church. Amen. That's not salvation. Salvation is God taking you and performing a work of grace in your life and your heart, making you new. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, them old things you used to love, you'll start hating. And them things you used to hate, you'll fall in love with. You'll start losing your love for the world and for a life of sin. Amen. And you'll start falling in love with Christ and the Word of God and the truth of God. And you'll want to live holy and you'll want to be righteous. Amen. That's right. What a great God to do that for me. Brother Dennis, I was destroying my own self and everybody around me that cared anything about me when I was living in sin. That's right. And God come by my way and changed me and changed my life for the better. Amen. That I might be blessed and that I might be a blessing to others. What a great God in salvation. I've told them boys up there in the jail before, I said, they don't take sin serious. It's just a, you know, to them it ain't that bad. You know what I've told them, Brother Dennis? I said, you want to know what God really thinks about sin? You take a good look at Calvary. You look at what God did to his son. You say, oh, wait a minute now. Oh, yes, sir. It said it pleased him to bruise him. The justice of God had to be satisfied and that sin had to be paid for. Christ went to that cross and suffered everything we deserved. And it wasn't a pretty sight, Brother Keys. Hey, these pictures you see, that ain't Jesus on the cross. That Bible said that he was beaten so bad that his visage was marred. He wasn't even recognizable as a human being. They beat him so bad. Amen. He did that for us because he loves us. What a great God. You want to know how much God loves you? Take a good long look at Calvary.
Yes, yes.
You look what the Son of God endured because he loved us. And he did not want to spend eternity without us. We ain't nothing. I'm not. That's what amazes me, Brother Keith, above it all. I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy of it. But for him to love me just because he chose to, in spite of me, oh, what a great God in salvation.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Is that right? Oh, what a great God we serve. Boy, I thank him this morning. I just want to take opportunity again to say, boy, I thank my Lord for saving me. Thank God my sins are forgiven, Brother Keith. You say you ain't going to go to hell. That's right. That's a benefit. Amen. That is a great benefit. So you're going to get to go to heaven. That's a great benefit. I'm going to tell you what. I'm glad I can be with him now. Amen. Hey, the kingdom of heaven is among us now.
Right.
Well, I know it ain't eternity. He's still working on us, Brother Keith. He's making us like his dear son. He's making us like Christ. And when he finishes that work and the last one gets in, the trumpet's going to blow. He's going to come get us and we're going to go off into eternity with him where everything's going to be perfect. We don't have that now, but we do have him if we know him.
Right.
Brother Dennis, when I'm down and I'm discouraged, I'm so thankful I can bow my head and I can go to God the Father in the name of the Son of God and find peace and comfort in my soul. Whew! Boy, thank God. I'm glad when my loved ones are down and there's something wrong, I can bow my head and pray for them. And I know the one that's on the throne and in charge and he can take care of every problem. Amen. He's in charge. Amen. That's the problem with a lot of people. They ain't got nothing but a profession like Brother Dennis says all the time. Amen. He's not on the throne of their heart. Is he on your throne this morning ruling you? That's another thing that people try to deny in this day and time, is the Lordship of Christ. Amen. God made him both Lord and Christ. God done that. He put everything under the sun. Is that right, Brother Dennis? Amen. He's Lord. You know why a lot of people don't want him to be Lord? Because they're not his. People that has no desire or no concern for God ruling their life probably has never known him. They still want to be in charge. They still want to rule their life. What a great God we have in salvation. Brother Dennis, I don't know about you, but I'll just testify and just tell on myself. Before I knew him, I was in charge. And I messed up everything. I mean, I messed everything up. About everything I touched. Just rotted. Amen. Thank God I know a great God in my heart this morning. Oh man, I don't even have to worry about it. All I have to do is just obey. All I have to do is serve Him, love Him, trust Him, and He takes care of everything and it works out just right.
Yes.
Thank God, what a great God. Whew. And what a great God we have in intercession.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Book of Romans, Paul tells us in chapter 8, says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. I won't say this, and I ain't shooting at this time of year. I think it's wonderful to celebrate Christmas and think about the Lord coming into this world. But I just want to say three things this morning. He's not in a manger. He was in a manger the night he was born, but Jesus is not still in a manger. A lot of people want to keep him in the manger, Brother Keith, because a little child is under tutors and he don't have the authority to rule yet and they don't want a ruler. That's why they want to keep him in a manger. He's not still on the cross either. I'm tired of Catholics' nerves up, I reckon. Devil would love for you to do nothing more but just make an empty profession, wear a little crucifix around your neck or something. Make it look like he's still on the cross and still being beaten and suffering and everything else, because the devil likes that picture. He don't like the results of what it brought, but he likes the idea of the Son of God being massacred.
Yep.
Amen. So they certainly want to keep him on a cross. Amen. Because he's wounded and he don't have no power to help you.
Right.
Wounded man can't fight. Wounded man can't do nothing. That's the kind of image they want to portray when they want to keep him on the cross. Hey, he's not still in the tomb either. My God's not a dead God. He got up. Amen. To live forevermore. That I could be raised to newness of life. Amen. Hey, I'm getting up one of these days, Brother Keith. Either out of the grave or out of this body, because he got up. What a precious promise. Just thank the Son of God. He's sitting up there. I'll put a little note here. Just like if he's our heavenly lawyer. I can imagine every time I think something wrong, or I do something I shouldn't do, or I fail to do something I should do, or any of that, Brother Keith, the old devil's probably right there. See, he's the accuser of the brethren. But Jesus is just sitting there like my good lawyer representing me to the Father. Said, nope, he's mine. He's under the blood. Amen. It's been forgiven. He's mine. Amen. Interceding for us. Also in Romans 8 it says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the end of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He's making intercession for us every time we pray, Brother Dennis. Think about that. Hey, I don't need to talk to Mary. I don't need to talk to some dead saint. I don't need to bow down to some idol. Amen. He's the only mediator between me and God. And I can go to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's making intercession for me in prayer. Brother Keith, every time we bowed our head and wept and begged God from our heart for help that he knew we stood in need of, the Son of God's made intercession for us. The Spirit has made intercession for us. Amen. And God the Father's moved his hand across our life and our hearts and helped us in a time of need. Is that right? Oh, what a great God. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews, said, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth and maketh intercession for them. Saved us to the uttermost, Brother Keith. Amen. That means all the way to the end. Is that right? I'm as saved right now as I'm ever going to be.
Cool.
And the devil can't take it from me.
Nope.
The world can't take it from me. People that hate me, Brother Dennis, can't cheat me out of it. There ain't nobody touch what I've got in my heart. God put it there. And no man can pluck me out of his hand. Is that right? Whew. What a great God.
Ooh.
He done that for me. He done that for you, Brother King.
Right.
I ain't dogging nobody in here, but I'm going to tell you what, it's just an absolute fact. We were born sinners and destined for hell. And we don't deserve anything God gives us. It's all because of his grace and his mercy. He looked down upon us and said, I'm going to love them in spite of them. I'm going to tell you what, and the Bible talks about this. Says it's easy to love those that love you. So that's easy to do. We can do that. We can love people that loves us and is kind to us. But it gets pretty hard when you have to love somebody that hates you. I mean despises you. I mean absolutely hates your guts. That's what the old man position was toward God before we got saved. Said, oh, I didn't hate God. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I did too. I didn't want nothing to do with God. I like what Brother Hyatt says. Jesus ain't part of my life. He is my life. And he did that. And I'm happy about it. I like it. I've heard some people say, well, I don't want nobody ruling me, especially God. I'll do. He's ruling me this morning, and I like it. Amen. Why? For one reason, I ain't got sense enough to rule myself. And you don't either. But for every fault we have, for every shortcoming we have, Brother Keith, for every place we lack, for every place we don't understand, for every situation we don't know what to do, God does. And God has it. And God's able. Is that right? I'm going to tell you what. I think it'd be a little foolish this morning to sit and realize that God took nothing and made all this out of it. But he can't tend our puny little problems. That'd be a pretty bad lack of faith, wouldn't it, Brother Keith? What a great God we serve. Oh, what a great God. Boy, I thank you, Miss Morning. I wish I could do him justice. I wish I could have said something this morning better than the way I said it, more than what I said, to do him justice. I can't do it. All I can say is, God, I've done my best, and I've tried to magnify him this morning. I just want you to see what a great God we have. Whew. What a great God. And what a blessed people we are. I'm going to say this. I told my daughter, me and her went to Walmart the other day, and like usual, I got what little bit I needed, and I went and sat on that bench up around them registers because she's just going to walk all over the place forever. I was just sitting there watching people, just listening to them, listening to their conversations while they were standing in line at the register, seeing the excitement on many of them's faces, children, adults, this time of year. Bragging about what they're going to get, what they're getting somebody else, and all that other stuff. And I just sit there and pondered on that, Brother Keith. And I ain't picking on Christmas time. You could do this any day of the year. It'd be something, birthdays, something, the Super Bowl, it'd be something. When we got to the car, she finally come on, we went to the car, sit down, I told her about that. I was sitting there just watching that, and I told her, I said, you know what? I said, just one time, I'd love to see the people of God fill the house of God and visitors come fill the house of God and see people that excited about Jesus. It made me realize sometimes how we get distracted, Brother Dennis. And our affections and our love gets misdirected toward things that don't even matter. When we serve such a great God. Amen. I know what he's done for me. My question this morning as I close, what has he done for you? Do you know him? Do you know him this morning? Do you know him as your own Savior and your Lord? If you do, I say amen. You know where I'm talking about. You know where I'm at. Amen. Rejoice in that, for he's a great God. If you don't know him this morning, he's here. He's here. And Christ came above all else to save sinners. That's what he was born into this world to do at Christmas, was to save sinners. Amen. Jesus came to save sinners. Oh, what a great God. What a great God we have. Amen. Heavenly Father, I do thank you this morning. I want to tell you, Lord, I'm sorry. Father, I just, in this human flesh, I just can't do you justice. I just can't worship you and praise you and acknowledge you and brag on you like I'd like to because I'm limited. But one of these days, Lord, one of these days, when you come the second time, oh, and I receive that glorified body, I'm going to be able to worship you perfectly then. Oh, what a glorious day that'll be. God, oh God, as bad as we fail you sometimes to do you justice, I do believe our heart's in that place. God, I pray, God, you'd overlook our shortcomings. Accept our praise. Oh, God of heaven, because surely you're worthy. Thank you for what you've done for each and every one of us here this morning. Everyone that's falling under the sound of my voice, I pray, God, they've not heard me, but they've heard you. God, I pray you've spoke to their heart this morning. God, help us, I do pray. Thank you for your kind love toward us. Oh, in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.